My name is Atley. I'm 19 years old. It is May 11th, and I'm speaking with Wayne, and he is someone who lives on my floor, and we're recording in Nebraska and Lincoln. Okay. Can you tell me about where you grew up and what was it like?
I grew up in North Omaha. It was an interesting place, you know. It's very community based. Like it's mm-hmm. it's a lot of people. Most people like grow up with each other.
Yeah.
You know. And it was kind of rough at times, but overall it was a pretty great place.
Mm-hmm. You know? Can you like explain why it was like rough?
Well, it's most of the places that I grew up in weren't like really wealthy, mm-hmm. you know, like I grew up poor, so it was a lot of hard times that I had to endure, but pressure creates diamonds, so yeah. it was pretty cool.
Yeah. What are some of the most important lessons you've learned in your life?
Some of the most important lessons I've learned in my life. Always hold yourself accountable. That was like the number one thing that my mom has always like nailed into me. Like no matter what, if I did something, I had to hold myself yeah. accountable for it because, you know, like I don't get to make excuses for myself.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else? I also learned to have thick skin. Like I used to have anger issues really bad. Mm-hmm. And I learned to like to keep a cool head and like not let things really get to me.
Yeah. I think that's really important. Like I've even had to learn yeah. that. It's just like something that's important for everyone to learn so mm-hmm. no one gets like in trouble or anything.
Right.
What did you think your life would look like when you were older, and has it turned out differently than you've imagined?
When I was older, I didn't expect to still be living in Nebraska.
Really? Yeah. Where did you think you would live?
I thought I was going to be in Arizona. My mom, she really wanted to move there for a while.
Yeah.
But she ended up not doing that, so we just stayed here. And I'm happy that I am here because I've met, like, some of the people that I've met mm-hmm. and, like, created the connections that I've created. But I didn't expect to be here.
Like, do you think you'll move when you're, like, done with college?
Yeah, definitely will. I don't want to live in the U.S., really. But I also do want to, like, explore.
Yeah.
So.
That's cool. Where would you, like, want to go outside of the U.S.?
Outside of the U.S.? Probably Korea.
Why Korea?
I have a Korean uncle.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and he, like, he loves talking about Korea. And he'll tell me, like, cool things about him growing up. And he'll be like, yeah, you should go to Korea, man. Like, they will love you down there.
Does he still live in Korea or does he live, like, around here?
He lives here now.
Oh, cool, yeah. Cool. That's so cool. I wish I had, like, family that lived not in the United States. How would you like to be remembered?
How would I like to be remembered? It's funny, right?
Anything
else, it does not matter, right? You can remember me however way you want, mm-hmm. as long as I'm still the funny guy. Right? I will gladly take that to my grave.
Yeah. How was your, like, family life growing up? Do you have, like, siblings or anything?
Yeah. I have two sisters.
Okay.
And, I have my mom and my stepmom, but I've always been the only guy in my house.
Yeah.
Because my mom's a lesbian, so mm-hmm. it's like, it was just me, my mom, and my sisters.
Yeah.
So it was really weird.
Yeah.
And I never really had like a lot of guys in my family either. Mm-hmm. It's mainly girls in my family.
Yeah.
So.
Did you feel like you ever had to like take on a role of being the male figure?
Yeah. Always, especially because my sisters didn't really have their dad either.
Yeah.
So it was like I was always like the person to protect or look up to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like that has affected you more than it would have if you didn't have to step up in a role like that?
Yeah. I think it made me more mature, mm-hmm. like at a younger age. So even when I was younger, I used to, like, whenever kids were playing outside, I was always with the adults.
Yeah.
Because I always thought I was grown. I always thought I was. So
yeah.
But it definitely did force me to, like, grow up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What high school did you go to?
I went to Omaha South.
And, okay, was that, like, close to where you lived, or was it like a commute or anything?
It was a commute, but I took a school bus, but it was on a different side of the city, so.
Okay, you were north, right?
Yeah.
How long did the bus take you?
Oh, okay. Our bus driver was a speeder.
Oh, gosh.
So the time that the bus was supposed to pick us up was 6:40. She would be there at 6:20 every day. And if you weren't there, she would leave.
That is like, that's such a change of time. That's like, oh my gosh.
It was crazy. She would leave like she did not care.
Oh my gosh, like if she saw you running towards the bus, would she wait? Or would she be like, nope?
If she saw you running towards the bus, she'd wait. Yeah. Like my friend Dismas, she used to wait for him because he would always be like almost late.
Yeah.
And so he'd just be running up the bus like from the bottom of the hill. And she would wait there for him. But if you weren't in her sight, she was just gone like every time.
Oh my gosh. How has coming to college changed, like... Did you do a lot of your friends that you weren't friends with in high school come here, or do they like go somewhere else as well?
A lot of my friends that I was friends with in high school came here because we were all under the same like scholarship program.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, we became really close and now we basically all go here.
Oh, that's cool. At least you didn't have to like completely start over. That's so nice. A lot of my like high school friends didn't go here, so I had to like branch out.
Yeah.
It's definitely not my strong suit. Well, I think that's it. Thank you.
Yeah, of course.